On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start in the Western Cape, where George Municipality has confirmed the deaths of four people after a multi-story building, which was under construction, collapsed. 24 people have been rescued, but search teams are still digging through the rubble at the Victoria Street job site in the hopes of finding 51 more. More than 70 construction workers were at the building site when the structure crumbled after 2 in the afternoon. Excavation equipment was dispatched from Mossel Bay and Cape Town last night. Western Cape Premier Alan Windey says they're giving search and rescue crews their full support.
Our hospital's on standby. Extra resources have been sent from other municipalities around the province to make sure that they have whatever is necessary to enable the saving of lives in this devastating incident.
Energy company Shell has announced plans to divest its majority shareholding from its South African downstream unit. The multinational says the decision wasn't taken lightly, adding that it comes after a comprehensive review of its global businesses. Shell's statement follows newspaper reports, which at the weekend said that the oil and energy giant was planning on exiting the country. The move to reshape its downstream portfolio will see the company parting ways with its shareholding in Shell Downstream SA. Shell Downstream SA was formed after Shell SA and Black Empowerment Company Tebe Investment Corporation agreed a decade ago to merge Shell South Africa Marketing and Shell South Refining businesses. And Israel's carried out strikes on Rafah in the Gaza city overnight after vowing to push into the southern border for weeks. Israel yesterday called on Palestinians in the eastern part to make their way to a humanitarian area ahead of the ground incursion.
I don't know what we'll do. We've only taken the clothes that we're wearing. We don't have a mattress, a blanket, or anything else.
We don't know where to go. The roads are full of crowds.
Journalists in the city have reported heavy bombardment throughout the night, while the Kuwaiti hospital there said that some 11 people have been killed. Meanwhile, Hamas says it's informed mediators Egypt and Qatar of its approval of a ceasefire proposal in the seven-month-old war. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the plan doesn't include Israel's essential demands. Durban's reaching a high of 28 degrees today, Maritzburg 32, Richards Bay 33. I'm Natara Nadeas in Finnewswatch.